We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Nun. We are in the middle of Sif Aleph. We are beginning on page 30, the last few words, turning on to page Tezayin. We said last time the first few words of the Mechaber, which is Yashkin Baboker Biyom Shishi Lohochin Tzarchei Shabbos. Once you get up early on Friday to prepare the needs of Shabbos, the Mechaber continues Vafilu Yeshlo Kama Avodin L'Shamsho. Even if a person has many servants to serve him, we're on now page Tezayin. Yishtadel lohochin ba'atzmo shum dover l'tzarchei Shabbos kedei l'chabdo. He should try to prepare by himself at least something of the needs of Shabbos in order to honor the Shabbos. Ki Rav Chisda hayo mechatech hayorok dak dak. Because Rav Chisda used to cut up the vegetables very finely. He would dice the vegetables. V'rabba v'rav Yosef hayo mevakin etzim. Rabbi Nev Yosef used to cut down trees in order to cook things for Shabbos, or to prepare for Shabbos. For Rabbi Zeru hayo madlu ka'esh, Rabbi Zeru would light the fire to prepare for Shabbos. For Rav Nachman hayo mesakin habayis, he would fix up the house, he would sweep the house. Umachnes kelim atzrichim haShabbos, he would bring in the vessels that were needed for Shabbos. Umafane kleachol, and he would remove the vessels of the weekday. Umehem yomod ka'odom, and from them everyone should learn. V'lo yomar lo efkom kvodi. A person shouldn't say, I shouldn't be pogim in my honor. Ki zehu kvodo, because that is your honor. Shemechaber haShabbos, that you honor the Shabbos. Says the Rambam, v'yesh lahashchiz asakin b'er Shabbos. One should sharpen the knives on Friday. Ki zehu mikavar haShabbos shemechin asmo la'achila. That is the honor of Shabbos, that one prepares himself for Achila by preparing his knives and other vessels, as we will see. So we'll now pick up in the Mishabura on page Tazayin, the top line of the Mishabura, Sivkot and Gimel. Lohochin ba'atzmo, said a person should prepare by himself. The mitzvahs kibbut Shabbos mutol al kol adam. The mitzvah of kavod Shabbos is incumbent upon every person. Ukidiksiv, like the pasuk says, v'karoso lo Shabbos oneg, l'kdosh Hashem mechubud. Umitzvah bo yosim b'shlucho, and there's a mitzvah for him to do it himself more than to have a shaliyah do it. V'hu adin b'chol ha-mitzvos, and really that's true by all mitzvos. Mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucho. There's a bigger mitzvah in a person doing it by himself than having a messenger do it for him. V'ayim b'bir halacha. Kosvu ha-svarim. The svarim write. We'll see the bir halacha momentarily. First, let's finish the mishabura. Yaharher b'tshuva v'yafashvesh b'maisel v'chol erev Shabbos. A person should have Yehurim, he should have thoughts of tshuva, he should look into his actions on every Erev Shabbos. Ki Shabbos mikri kalamalchasa, because Shabbos is called the Shabbos queen. Uki ilu mekabel pnei hamelach yisbarach shmo, it's ki ilu yibi mekabel the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vei no'er lekablu kashu lovosh bevloi hasuchavos shel chelas ha'avonos. It's not proper to be mekabel the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're wearing worn-out rags and you're filled with avonos. V'yesh lefanos kurei akabish. One should remove the spider webs, shekorin shvinvebs, mehabayis b'er Shabbos. From the house, on Er Shabbos, one should get rid of the spider webs. The Shlo says that's a big inyan, and it helps for shalom bayis. The kol shekein shetzarach lechabit habayis mehaovak v'haofa mibod yom. Certainly you should sweep the house and get rid of all the dirt and the dust that is there before Shabbos. V'zeu ha'kol v'chlal kavod Shabbos. All these things are included in honoring Shabbos. V'yadame b'daito, a person should envision in his mind ki'ilu yavo elov l'his'achsein melo basar v'dom. Ki'ilu he's having to come stay by him, a human king. Kama mechabit habayos u'matzi ha'mitos. How much he would work to clean the house, to sweep the house, and prepare the beds. V'kol shekein Shabbos malchasa. Certainly, if the Shabbos queen is coming, certainly a person should prepare in that way. So let's begin now some interesting notes. Let's begin with note number 15. So we said a person should prepare himself for Shabbos. So says note number 15, Ubegodel Milos Hachonos Tzarchei Shabbos. In terms of the great inyonim of preparing the needs of Shabbos, the Chofetz Chaim writes in his Sefer Shem Olam, V'shamati v'shem gadol echad, says the Chofetz Chaim, I heard from one gadol. Lufi mashi yadua me chazal shemisha shomer Shabbos b'olam hazeh. According to that which we know from Chazal, that one who is shomer Shabbos in this world, afivu im nischayev chas v'sholom onesh gehenem avur avanosav. Even if he chas v'sholom is required to go to gehenem because of his averos, einu nena shom b'yom haShabbos, he is not punished in gehenem on Shabbos. V'nechshav zman haShabbos avuro me'azman shehischil erev Shabbos l'hisasek b'tzorchei haShabbos. Says the Chofetz Chaim, that when is it considered Shabbos in terms of his getting freed from Gehenna? It starts at the time when he was alive, used to prepare the needs of Shabbos. Umagina olav schus haShabbos, and the schus haShabbos protects him. Therefore, the time that a person starts preparing for Shabbos in Olam Hazeh, that's the time that if he needs to go to Gehenna to get rid of his averus in Olam Haba, he will get out early from the time he started preparing on Erev Shabbos. The Sayim the Chavos Chaim ends off. Shal kein ma'od tzarech lehishtadel b'inyan tzarechei haShabbos v'yitiv lo bazeu haba. Therefore, a person has to be very diligent in his preparations for Shabbos. It will serve him well in this world and the next world. Ubahara Sham Hosef, and there he adds in the Ha'ara, Shem Mizman Shem Masulas Achanos L'Shabbos Misnotzetzes Olof Kedushas HaShabbos. And once he starts the preparation for Shabbos, already it comes upon him the Kedusha of Shabbos. Now Ubegeder HaChanosu, what's the gather of this preparation? Shalmazal Narba says, Shalo Dai Lasas Pu'ulacha Shal Achana. It's not enough that you just did one action of preparation. Eliyesh Laharbos Bepulos HaAchana. You should do a lot of Achanos. V'rakim rotze lilmo Torah o lasos mitzvah acheres. Only if a person wants to learn or do other mitzvos, oshu Torah b'malachto, or he has to be at work, dai b'pu'ulachas, then it's enough to do one pu'ula. O kumo shekotav ha-shulchan aruch, she'aseh ba'atzmo shum davar l'tzarechei Shabbos. Like the Shulchan Aruch says, that you should do at least something with l'tzarechei Shabbos. That's only a person who's busy with work, or with mitzvahs, or learning limud ha-Torah. V'chein b'vur b'shulchan aruch ha-rav, v'chein kotav b'mishavur l'kamon. At the very least, a person has to prepare something for Kavod Shabbos. The Rambam writes about this: whoever is marbe to do things of Kavod Shabbos, that is praiseworthy. Now, note number 16 is going on that which the Mishavura said, that the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos is incumbent upon everyone. Says note 16: the misasek ba'achanos l'Shabbos rak l'tzarach acherim. Interesting, Shiloh, let's say the hachanos I'm doing for Shabbos is not for myself, but it's for someone else. So there is stopping a gonav this in Kerelitz. Ha'im yotzei bazei dechovas mitzvahs ve'chinu. Are you satisfying your requirement of the mitzvah ve'chinu by preparing for someone else? She'etochin sha'mitzvahi lo rak ha'achanah kidei she'yu lo tzarchei Shabbos. Because it could be maybe the mitzvah ve'chinu is not only that you should have the preparations done for Shabbos, elo kovet Shabbos hu etzem tirchoso ba'achanos ha'Shabbos. But rather, maybe Kavod Shabbos is just be'etzim that you're being matriach for Kavod Shabbos. Avshem is asek avur acherim, even though you're doing it for others. But lemaisa, you're involved in Kavod Shabbos, it could be that that would be enough. That's a suffix that in this in Kerelitz presents. Let's go weiter in the notes. Note number 19, on that which we said in the Mishavura, that one should get rid of these spider webs on Erev Shabbos. U'b'Shabbos atzma kosav atilu l'david b'shem amor u'kutsira sha'asar la'asiru mishul mukta. On Shabbos itself, the Tehillah David brings B'Shem Rav Yaakov Emden that is also to remove spider webs because they are muktzah. And if the spider webs are attached and connected to the walls, the Kavachayim writes, B'Shem the Yafei Leiv, Sheyesh Bazeh Eser Tolesh. He goes so far to say there's an Eser of Tolesh, of detaching something that is attached. When they're connected to the walls, that would be an additional Eser on Shabbos. Ve'iheyir Agonu Shom Zaman Arbach Shedivrei Teimahim. He says these are words of bewilderment. A very big chiddush to say there's actually going to be an Isra of Tolish to remove a spider web. One last note we'll see over here on that which the Mishaburu said, that one should certainly sweep the house, get rid of the dust and the dirt while it is still day. V'chadorim, she'en kavanoso l'shtamesh b'hem b'shabbos, and rooms that a person does not intend to use on Shabbos. Osho noseya mibesu l'shabbos, or a person is going away for Shabbos. So Rav Nissen Kirel says, She'ein chiyuv l'hachinum l'shabbos, those rooms do not have to be swept. There's only rooms in which you're going to use for Shabbos. That requires a proper hachana l'shabbos. Let's see the Bir Halacha on page Tazay in the second line, Yishtadel. Points out the Chavetz Chaim, B'Rambam Isa al din zeh b'loshen chayiv. Even though the Mechaber says a loshen of Yishtadel l'hachin, the Rambam, when he brings it down, uses a loshen of chayiv, that it's a requirement. Shazel Lashon of the Perek Lamed, he brings in the brackets the Lashon of the Rambam, and he says as follows: Afal pi shehaya adam chashav biyoser, even though a person is a very chashav person, ve'ein darko likal dvarim min ashuk, and he doesn't normally go out shopping, ve'lo lishachseg b'malachos shebabayis, and he's not osik in the malachos of the house, chayuv lasos dvarim sheim l'tzarech haShabbos begufo, he's required to do things that are tzarech of Shabbos with his guf. Shezehu kvodo, because that is his covenant. Chacham harishonim When it comes to the Chacham HaRishonim, like we saw in the Mechaber, Mehem Mishaya Mefatzel Ha'etim Levashel Bohem, there are those who were cutting up the wood to cook with them. Umehem Mishaya Mevashel, there are those who cooked. Umaleach Basar, or salted the meat. O Godel Psilos, or he made the wicks. O Madlik Neiros, or he lit the candles. Umehem Mishaya Yotze Vikone Dvarim Shehem Letzarech HaShabbos, are those who went out and bought the things that were the need of Shabbos. Mimachal Mashia, from food or drinks, Apal Pi Shein Darko Bakach, even though it wasn't a normal way. So the Rambam brings down this inyan, the Loshin of Chiyuv. Zokti Chafetz Chaim in the Biralocha Ve'akavona Al Ezer Dover Min Advarim. It means to do any one of these items. Ve'ayim B'Kedushim Mem Aleph Dika'omar Shom Mitzvah Bo Yosem V'Shlucho. The Gemara Kedushim says Mitzvah Bo Yosem V'Shlucho. It doesn't say it's a Chiyuv, it says it's a Mitzvah. The Efshir de la Rambam Gamkein Lav Chov Gomer Hu. Could be, says the Chavetz Chaim, what the Rambam means when he says it's a Chiyuv, it's not a Chiyuv Gomer. It's not a real full Chiyuv. El Ke'en Chova Mishum Kavet Shabbos. It's like a Chova for the honor of Shabbos. Usvaras a Rambam. The logic of the Rambam is, the Ilav Hochi Lohoyim Mavatlin Kohani Amoroyim Toros Navurzeh. If not for it being close to a Chiyuv or like a Chiyuv, these great Amoroyim would not have been Mavatl the Torah for it. Mikomakom lo have ze chova gemura, but it's poshut, it's not a chiyuv gemura. V'teida, and I'll prove it to you, says the Chavetz Chaim, de lo ashkechom be gemura b'shem chova ki'imal ad lokas ner b'shabbos, u'l'unyin gimel sudos, the only thing is the guy by Shabbos that we see brought down the gemura as a chiyuv is the lighting of Nero Shabbos and the eating of three sudos on Shabbos. So here the Chavetz Chaim just telling us that even though the Rambam said there's a chova, he doesn't really mean it's a chova, it means it's ke'ein chova, it's like a chova. There's a very important sharatzion over here on that which we said mitzvah bo yosem v'shlucho. There's a bigger mitzvah for you to do the preparations for Shabbos yourself rather than having a shaliach do it. If you look in the sharatzion in Oz Tes, the first line, he's bothered by the following kasha. V'nira de lo shayach bazer lomar mitzvah shiyucho lasos aydei acherim ein mevatl ha'talmud afilu l'zmanmuot. We say in general that a mitzvah that's efshar lasos aydei acherim, so we're not mevatl Torah for it. If someone else could do the mitzvah, we let the other person do the mitzvah if I'm being osek in Torah. So why over here we see these great amoraim who would have been osek in Torah, they're mevatl Talmud Torah to do this mitzvah. Aye, it's efshar lasos aydei acherim. How can we apply over here mitzvah bo yosem v'shlucho? How does that work with the fact that we're not mevatl Talmud Torah for a mitzvah that's efshar lasos aydei acherim? And here it's even better than using another stam person. You can actually have your shliach, your messenger, doing it, and you can continue learning. So what's pshat that here they did it themselves? So Shatzion gives us two answers to this incredible question. Number one, Yeshlomer didafka mitzvah she'emu telas al gufo. That which we say, you stay and learn, let someone else do the mitzvah, that's a mitzvah that's not incumbent upon the body. Kigon sheyasik beentza alimu leilech ligmo chesed al eiz adam mokom acher sheyuchol asimu tovo hahi. A person got a flat tire and needs help changing his tire. So you know how to change tires, and the other guy outside the base knows how to change tires. So since the other person can do it, he can do the chesed. So you should stay and learn. You shouldn't be mavatli yatamu Torah. It's not a mitzvah that's required by the guf. It's a chesed that can be done by another person as well. Which is not the case over here, Kavod Shabbos. Sha'kavod Shabbos mutelas al gufo. Zok to Chavetz Chaim, that Kavod Shabbos is a mitzvah that's mutel al guf, like putting on tefillin. You have a mitzvah to be mekabe Shabbos with your guf. Memeila mitzvah bo yosem v'shlucho. Therefore, this is different than the other mitzvahs, because here you absolutely have to do it with your guf. Getting someone else to do it will not help, just like you can't have someone else put on tefillin for you. You can't have someone else do Kavod Shabbos for you. And therefore, even though we say in general, let someone else do the mitzvah, and you stay and learn Torah, if it's Efshay De Acherim, that's not true by a Mitzvah Shebegufo, and the Chiddush over here is Kavod Shabbos is a Mitzvah Shebegufo. That's answer number one. Inami or says the Chavetz Chaim, even if we would not consider it a Mitzvah Shebegufo, did Dafkul in Kavod Shabbos Amrinan came to Chamira. Even if we don't consider it that Kavod Shabbos is considered a Mitzvah Shebegufo, still it's such a Chamerdike Inyan that we say you should do it by yourself. Masha'en kein le'inyan shayim mitzvos, which is not the case by other mitzvos. Imu tamal chacham v'nogei le'bitul Torah v'tzarachin. Other mitzvos, if you're tamal chacham, it's going to be bitul Torah, so then it's not so poshut. But when it comes to Shabbos, Shabbos is so serious. So even if you don't consider it a mitzvah shebegufo, zot l'chavetz chayim, still there's an inyan that you should go and do it by yourself, even though normally by other mitzvos we will say, you stay and learn and get someone else to do it if it's efshar ayudei acherim. Now let's go weiter in the Mishabura. We are in Sivkotan Dalad. After we brought down all these Amoroim and the things that they did for Kavod Shabbos, we said, Umehem Yulmur Ko'odom. Everyone should learn from these Amoroim, and they shouldn't say that it's a Pegamamai Kavod. Fakert, this is your Kavod by you being Mechabed Shabbos. Zokta Mishabura Sivkotan Dalad. Hainu Afilu Achoshev Biyoser. Even if the person is so Choshev. Ubeprat Biyom Maktsarim. Certainly if it's in the winter days where Erev Shabbos is very short. Mikol sheken gesheroa shekfaru samach l'Shabbos. Certainly, if you see the day is passing and it's getting close to Shabbos, and the jobs need to get done, she'osu mechuyev lasa b'chol kocho. There, it goes out of the gather of mitzvah b'osia yosam b'shlucho, and it turns into a chiyuv that you have to give all your koach to make sure the Shabbos preparations get done before Shabbos. V'ra'isi anshe ma'isa gedolei Torah. I've seen great people, great talmidei chacham, she'em mechabdin habayis ba'atzmon. They would sweep the house themselves, the yom ha'ktzarim, and the short Shabbosim, kedei shelo yischal Shabbos, so it should get done on Friday before Shabbos starts. V'zeu chiyuv gomra ko'odom. This is an absolute requirement for every person. The ma'ishna de'emu mishe yachin. What's the difference if you have no one to do it? Then avada you have a chiyuv to do it. O shashliach emo p'nayo. The person who you appointed to do it doesn't have time. It's the same thing. L'ma'is, it's not going to get done. Therefore, you're mechiyuv to do it yourself. And the last mishnah in this sif, which is the katan hay, says that you should be sharpening the knives on Erev Shabbos because that is kavod Shabbos. U'besifri mas michla akra. The sifri brings down a pasuk to be somech this. Halacha on viadatok yishalom olacha zu hashchodas hasakin. That is sharpening the knives according to the sifri. Ki imkeyo hasakin, because if the knives are not sharpened, you cholovol ufam mudek tato chas hashalom. That could lead to fighting and arguments of why it wasn't done, and therefore it's something that a person should make sure that it gets done, and that would promote shalom bayis. Now there is another bir halacha over here that is extremely important, and that is the v'maskil kizo chvodo. We said in the Mechaber that we should learn from the Amoroim, not to say it's a pegam of my kavod, rather I should do it myself, and fakert, this is your kavod that you're Mechaber the Shabbos. So says the Bir Halacha, Yishev Bazeh Mashikshev B'Shalosh Neshuvas Chavas Yair. The Mechaber through this is answering that which the Chavas Yair asks. And that is as follows, a beautiful kasha. Eche kivu b'chvodom. How could these tzaddikim have made light of their kavod by doing things that are below their dignity? We say in general, great is the kavod abrios, that it overrides even a los asei sheba Torah. Therefore the Mechaber is addressing this kasha and it's saying, this is their honor. The halacha is, by Ashavas HaVeda, if a great tzaddik, a zaken ve'ena l'fichvodo, a great tzaddik, Rav Yoshev, he would find, or Chaim Kineski, he finds a basketball on the floor, it's below his dignity to pick up the basketball, and therefore the Torah says that he's potter, so machlokas rishonim, if he's aser, or he's just potter, but the ma'isa, we tell him, don't return the basketball, don't do the mitzvah Ashavas HaVeda, because God will cover our brios. If so, how do we see these big tzaddikim who are sweeping the floors? It's also below their cover. They're such tzaddikim. And therefore, that's what the Mechaber is addressing, says the Berlocha, by saying, Ki zeu chvodo, this is his covet. Sha'oseh ba'atzmo b'mitzvah, he's being oseh himself in the mitzvah. V'nikar sha'oseh kein l'kavod Hashem Yisbarach, and it's recognizable in its preparation for Shabbos that he's doing it l'kavod of Hashem. V'cheinu omer b'David ha'melech olav ha'sholom, we see by David the same thing David ha'melech says. Unakalosi od mizos. So the chiluk that the Bir Halacha is telling us is that when it is nikkur that you're doing it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you do it even if it's below your kavod. But if it's something that's not nikkur, then you shouldn't do it. So he says, Masha'enkin im ein nikkur kimo zokin ve'enu lefi chvodo ba'aveda ve'kadome. If it's a case where there's a lost item and a zokin finds it and it's below his dignity, she'mischalo kavod atamul chacham ha'ideze. That's a chil of the honor of the Talmud Chacham by doing this. It's not recognizable why he's walking around with this item that's below his dignity. People don't even chap that he's in the middle of doing Hashavas HaVeda. And with this we can answer that which the Gemara says in Kedushin Daf Ayin, the Rav Nachman Osak Ba'atzim Mitzvah Makkah. He was building his own fence around his roof. He was doing the Mitzvah Makkah himself. He was sitting there with his tools building a fence. Sheshamu davar shakol yodim be'eshu osik shu mitzvah Hashem. It's something that anyone who walks by and sees him building a fence knows he's doing the mitzvah daraisa of Makkah. Which is not the case of returning a lost object. The eshu metapa, by the time you're walking around with a baseball bat, it's not nicker from the action that you are doing that you're returning a lost item. You're just walking around with a baseball bat. Therefore, even if a great tzaddik wants to return it in public and he wants to announce as he's going and tell everyone that it's an aveda, I'm doing a mitzvah, that's not good enough. So to summarize this very important bir halacha, the bir halacha is pointing out that the mechaber is coming to be mechalik between the case that we say in general that a zakim ein l'chvodo does not return a lost object if it's below his dignity, but here we see the tzaddikim are getting involved in something that is below their dignity. The chiluk is it recognizable b'shas ma'isa that you're doing it for a mitzvah? This is your cover that you mechabed Shabbos, because b'shas ma'isa is recognizable to everyone. Oh, he's sweeping the floor at 4 o'clock on Erev Shabbos because he's preparing for Shabbos. It's covered Shabbos. He's building a makkah because that's covered. That is being osik in a mitzvah and everyone sees it. But returning a lost aveda, it's not nikir from your action that you're returning an aveda. No one knows why you're walking around with this item that is below your dignity, and therefore, according to the Rosh, it's usher to do. According to the Rambam, you're potter from doing it. But either way, that is the beautiful chiluk that the Bir Halacha tells us. Now let's begin. Oh, there's one other note that I wanted to read from the original Bir Halacha, and that was when the Bir Halacha was quoting the Rambam of all the things that the Amoraim used to do. So in note 23, just points out, very interesting, v'achazunish haya meichin ba'atzmo es menoras hanef b'kavad ha-Shabbos, that the Chazunish would prepare the candles for Kavod Shabbos. V'af imrak orech u'mesader es ha-shulchon l'kavod Shabbos. And even if you only set the table for Shabbos, the Pelayowitz writes, shekayim mitzvos hachonot l'Shabbos. That would be enough to fulfill the mitzvah of hachonot l'Shabbos. Now let's see halacha beis and finish the simon. Yirbe babaser v'yayin u'migdonos kefi yocholto. A person should increase the meat and the wine and the delicacies on Shabbos according to his ability. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us of katan vav ayin la'el the simon reish membez shom bavur goa pratamaza and reish membez. We explained all the details. Let's read through a quick review in note number 22. Shom heviyas divrei ha-gemara. There we brought down the gemara that says shetzarech la'aneg es ha-shabbos bedogim gedolim, that a person should be ma'aneg the Shabbos, he should enjoy the Shabbos by having big fish, for Rosh Hashuman, the heads of garlics, v'tavshil shel trodin, and the dishes of beets. Ubir Shom, we explained over there, shezeh hoya ha-macha nechsha bizmanehim. That was the food that was the most choshev in their times. V'hu adin shebuchom mokom u'mokom tzarech la'aneg es ha-shabbos b'ma'acholim u'mashkim shenechshavim behem la'oneg. And the same thing is true that in every place you have to enjoy the Shabbos with the foods that are choshev and consider enjoyment in that time. V'hosef and he adds l'fi zelu v'ares divrei ha-shulchan aruch kan. And based on that, we explain the shulchan aruch over here. Sheyarbe b'basav yayin u'migdonos. Shum mishum she'ikir inugim shel rov b'nei adam hu b'basav yayin. Because most inugim for people, the most geshmak is having meat and wine. And therefore the Mechaber uses that as the examples because that's what's geshmak. Even though we're going to see later on, the ikir achila during the shalos seudos is the bread more than the cooked dishes, but the maisa for oneg Shabbos, you should be marbir in whatever is oneg Shabbos for you. For most people, it's basar v'yayin. In terms of if you are actually required to have meat and drink wine on Shabbos, mivur b'shach she'enu chayev. The Shach says in your day that you are not chayev. V'chev mishavur l'kamon kosav she'en chiyuv le'achol basar b'Shabbos. There's no absolute chiyuv to eat meat on Shabbos. It's just the fact that that's considered onek Shabbos, and therefore the mechaber over here chooses those examples of yarbe b'basar v'yayin u'migdonos kefi yocholto. It's loved after those things. That's the things that are assumed to be nowadays the most geshmak and bring about the greatest onek Shabbos. But each time, whatever the greatest onek Shabbos would be, that would be the inyan to be ma'aneg the Shabbos with those items. We'll stop here, and Amir Tz Hashem, in the next year we will begin Simen Reish Nun Aleph.